Hello, dear ones. Welcome to the coziest corner of the digital world, the Geeky Grandma's Encouraging Nudge. Hi, I'm Jill McCarthy, your Geeky Grandma, ready to infuse joy and techie wisdom into your day. Think of me as your go-to grandma for all things tech, guiding you through the gadget maze with a smile. The podcast is like a warm Sunday family gathering filled with lighthearted stories and wonders of our guests' experience. After years of molding young minds in the classroom, I've embarked on a new adventure. Whether navigating tech or being your sounding board through retirement, consider this your safe place, wherever you are in life. Join me for a lighthearted blend of wisdom, spunk, and enchantment on the Geeky Grandma's Encouraging Nudge. Let's dive into the magic together. In today's 66th episode with our guest, Vanessa Medina. Vanessa is a former restaurant general manager and area manager who is hanging up the apron to go into the world of digital marketing. She is just starting out and making the steps to get things off of the ground. It's taken a lot of learning, trying, messing up, and using the knowledge of how not to do things and trying again. But failure is not an option, so she will keep trying until she succeeds. And this is our lovely guest, Vanessa Medina, and we want to hear her story. So tell us where you started out on this journey.
Well, I have been in the restaurant industry on and off for many years. I started when I was 25. And so I really got to understand that one of my passions through the restaurant industry is really teaching and, you know, helping people succeed. One of my favorite things when I was a manager was teaching people, seeing their growth, and then seeing them be a manager and kind of emulate what I did and have their own style. So that was like my favorite thing that I got to experience as a manager.
Very good. That sounds kind of similar. I'm a retreat lady and couldn't wait another year for a retreat. So I started having women's meetings. And during those meetings, I would give them a small task to do that kind of made them shiver in their shoes, but I gave them a safe place to do it. And then they got better and better at it. And then the next retreat, they were doing it in front of everybody. So I know what it's like to empower them or give them a safe place to learn and to grow. And it is, it's exciting feeling. So
yeah. And people do not like to step out of their normal routines. You know, growth can be very overwhelming and very kind of scary. So to be able to push them in the right direction, that was always one of my favorite things.
I hear you. What type of restaurant industry, you said restaurant manager? I'm not familiar with the inside jargon. So can you tell me what means and what it entailed?
So I worked for Jimmy John's for many, many years. Have you heard of Jimmy John's?
Yeah, kind of Midwest.
Yes, Midwest, cold subs, very, very popular in Illinois where they started. So I started out as a driver. I worked my way up to kind of running the shifts. And then before you know it, I was running a store. And so, you know, just through that, I got to experience, you know, having other managers step up into roles. As I got promoted, I would have, you know, people step into the roles that I left. So, there was a lot of training involved and showing people how to do things the right way right from the beginning so that they understood this is what it takes to grow. This is what it takes to succeed. And if you just follow the things that, you know, I'm teaching you, then you'll be successful yourself.
Very good. Okay. So you definitely have the leadership qualities and the teaching qualities.
Yeah, I like to think that, you know, I've never considered myself a leader per se, but I do tend to kind of push people in whatever direction that they need. So I guess
Well, in our grandma world here, we call that a nudge. So, but grandmas love you to death, but they won't let you get away with less than your best.
Oh, so. that's me for sure. Grandma and a 40-year-old body.
Okay, well, so you started out in that business and you're kind of new to where you are here. So tell me the transition. How'd you go from there to what you're launching out in now?
So because I've been in the restaurant industry for so long, I have seen the changes from, you know, pre-COVID to post-COVID. And to be quite honest, it's a very different environment now than it was 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that all people have a work ethic problem, but a lot of people do, especially in those lower paying jobs. And it's really, really difficult nowadays to inspire people to do the right thing and to go above and beyond. People, I found that especially younger people haven't necessarily been taught the same values that we were taught, which is mm-hmm. when you are at a job, you don't get on your phone. You find something to do. You know, when I used to have my bosses come to work and observe me, I was shaking in my boots. I was, you know, you didn't find me standing around or checking my phone or, you know, doing anything. I was finding something to do because I wanted that boss's approval. It's just not like that anymore. And so it was very difficult for me because I enjoy leading, you know, people to do the right things. If you don't want to do the right things, you're not going to be taught how to do them because you don't care. And so managing those types of people was very difficult for me. So I think I just need to branch out and find something that I really, really enjoy. And for me, that is digital marketing. So I'm kind of transitioning from, you know, teaching these young kids how to become managers of a restaurant and transitioning into teaching businesses how to succeed and find their audience, find the people that want to find them, and encouraging businesses to grow. So just a different type of audience.
Yep, I hear you. Before, I want to get more into the digital part because obviously that's where you are now, but I want to freeze frame just a minute on that work ethic and kind of just brainstorm a minute with you, if you don't mind. Obviously, my generation and the generation before were brought up on extremely strong work ethic, and you just didn't dare do anything else. But, and now, you're right, you said post-COVID, the younger generations, it isn't in there as much. Any idea why? Any idea of what we can do to make it change, to revert it any?
To be honest, I don't blame the younger generation. So I don't think it's necessarily the generation. I don't think it's a generational problem. I think it's a societal problem. Because of what happened during COVID, it was very odd because during that time, we were all very innovative. You know, we all had to figure out how to live this new life, you know, in a time where we couldn't necessarily go out and, you know, be around other humans. And so during that time, everybody was very innovative. But going back into the workplace, I think that these younger kids haven't really seen what it takes to be successful in jobs. And so it became a problem of lack of experience, lack of knowledge. So I think in the next few years, I'm hoping that things will kind of even out and get back to normal. But it's going to take a lot of learning. I mean, these kids, they lost 2 years, basically, of being a part of society. So, you know, they kind of missed out on some very rudimentary lessons.
I just want to throw one different thought out there is many previous generations had such a huge work ethic that they often cut out time with family because they were working. So could this help to maybe even that balance out in the long run.
What do you mean by that?
Well, yeah, I think of the dads, like in my dad's generation. They were the kind, you've got work to do. You can't go home till your work's done. You have to keep working. And too bad if you haven't seen your family in 3 weeks. You need to keep working. And that meant a lot of time that the families didn't have that family contact. And yeah, they learned that work was important and you got to do what you got to do. But some of them felt like, oh, wait a minute, do I count?
I definitely think there is more of a focus on work-life balance. So that is a positive change. But I think that the focus on work has now dwindled to the point where at a job, and this is part of it too, and this is something that I personally experienced, when you don't feel valued at your job, you don't feel the need to have a strong work ethic. And there are a lot of corporations, especially the corporation that I work with, that particular franchise, I did not feel like they valued their employees. And I think that became very apparent. And so it's an issue that's, you know, why people don't stick around. That's why everybody just feels overworked and underpaid, you know?
Okay.
I think there is more of a balance now. People are focused on work-life balance.
Good way to put it. Okay. Now I want to hear about that digital new world. So tell me.
So I think one of the things that people struggle with when they open a small business is navigating the online space and finding the people that want their content, want their business, want to have anything to do with them. And so they think that it's going to take a whole lot of money and a whole lot of time. And, you know, that can scare people off from going into a new venture. But it doesn't have to necessarily be so scary. As long as you partner with someone that knows what they're doing and can help you grow. You know, I think that's where most people with new businesses, they're not ready to part with their money because they think that their you know, marketing efforts, they think they can do everything. But in essence, it's taking away time from doing what you need to do to grow your business. So by partnering up with someone that understands what it takes and what it entails, you're much more likely to succeed because you have a partner that is just as invested in your growth as you are.
And that invested as much as you are, to find that kind of partner, you need that partner that is invested, because if you're doing a business that's your heart and soul, you don't want anybody just meddling in it. You want somebody who's dedicated, who knows their stuff, that they can really help you.
Yeah, I would highly suggest, if you are looking at growing your business by hiring someone outside of your own company, there's two things. Interview people.
Have you enjoyed today's episode? Well, starting 2024, new communities and social media were created. The links to these are in the show notes. Don't forget to stay connected and follow this podcast. Keep updated with the recent uploads and new experiences my guests and I will share. If you need a little nudge, a little encouragement, you can always send me a message and book a call with me.
Just because someone says that they can help you with your digital marketing does not mean that they can. So interview that person. Make sure that they're the right fit for you as a person and for you as a business. And then get to know what exactly that they do for you. So, you know, you and I have talked at length before about kind of what different avenues we can take to help you grow your business. But you want someone who's going to be innovative and who's going to think outside the box, because there is no such thing. Yes, there are things that work for most businesses, but in order to really help a business succeed, you have to be invested with what they're doing. So, you know, have someone that's going to be innovative, have someone that's going to be either want to try new things or, you know, see if something works, see if something doesn't work, because you never know when you're going to just strike gold.
Right. Well, that's one thing that's certainly true in this podcast, is I have an editor that you know, she kind of nudged me over into going from audio to video, and then she nudged me to the reels, and now she's nudging me to a new point. We've got a brand new cover, brand new music. We're changing our style up here at the beginning. So, you know, and I know I can see where my company grew was where the places where she pushed me this last year in particular. But we also have a very good connection that we have nurtured along the way. So it didn't happen by accident. I did happen to find somebody who was very innovative, and because she edits lots of programs, she sees what's out there and she can feel which works or what might work better for me. So that is a key point. And as we talked, I liked your gentle nature. It wasn't forceful or pushing. And, you know, I felt comfortable. I said, okay, this is where something's weak. I need help and I don't have the knowledge. What do you have? And, you know, you have to be able to be that kind of raw and open to let them see where you really do need the help.
Right. Well, and again, it's a human aspect too. You know, I want to help you because you're just such a sweet person. And regardless of whether or not you can pay me, like, that's not my focus. My focus has always been, I want to help people. So, you know, at the beginning and at the heart of everything, my focus is just, if I can help someone, whether it's, you know, I make a bunch of money or, you know, I just help someone because I have the knowledge and I can pass that along, that's my focus.
Well, that's it. Like, I've had a passion for helping women for years. And even now that I couldn't wait to retire so I could do more of this. And yeah, I don't like spending all week every week and coming up zero at the end, but I like helping the women. And that's a reward that's different and deeper even than the financial end.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what types of things do you help businesses with? Tell us a little more. What does digital marketing mean to you, or what kinds of things do you like to do to get people up and going?
So I focus more on a holistic approach to marketing. There are a lot of digital marketers that focus on one thing. So whether that be lead generation, whether that be social media marketing, content, you know, there's all of these buzzwords with marketing. And, you know, people will say, oh, I do this, I do that, you know, whatever. I like to focus on the big picture. So there are ways of getting customers right now. And then there are ways of getting customers later. So getting customers right now, it's basically like turning on a faucet of customers that are interested in what you have to say, interested in partnering up with you and you know, buying your whatever you're selling. And then there are ways of kind of trickling in those customers later on because of things like content, SEO, you know, all of these different ways of getting people interested on the back end. So really, it's just a matter of kind of turning on this faucet of getting people paying you right now, and then also building your future. So yeah, I just like to create a whole system that people can grow with.
You're right. Well, as a former elementary teacher, there were many things that we looked at as more of the holistic and doing retreats. You know, I'm not just looking at one part of the woman. I can see their whole life and the families they work with and what they need, what they would want to go forward, what dreams do they have that they haven't touched yet. And sometimes they need a little bit of encouragement, and sometimes it takes some experience and knowledge to know how to present that and to nudge it along.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that's where you and I intersect quite a bit, is we just like to give a gentle nudge, like, hey, you should be doing this. Come on now.
Yeah. And the way you present that makes a difference, because if you made it some big, hairy, scary thing, you know, they'd run away. But if you could just kind of gently prod them in that direction, you can lead them. And the amazing part is when you have led them, how wonderful they feel about themselves. And then they start challenging themselves to go even further. I can picture the eyes of a gal who didn't think she had any skills or talents. And I was talking to her on the phone. I says, "Well, I hear you're quite a seamstress." And she said, "Yeah." And, you know, and you kind of got her to own what she can do. And before you knew it, not only was she doing something little at our monthly meetings, before she got done, she was making a banner for the sanctuary. Another year, she taught a bunch of women how to quilt. And I have the quilt on the wall here that she got a small group of women to make. And, you know, she had it, and it didn't take that much to get it out of her to get out verbally to others. And she felt so good about herself. She says, "Jill, you're pushing me out to the deeper water again, aren't you?" "Yeah, I am." So, and it's exciting to see. So, anything else? Are there people out there what if there was somebody out there that was been running a business and they're putting their heart in it and they're putting lots of time, but they really just, they don't know quite where to go. They're a little lost. That it's not from the lack of trying and time. They may have even put some money out into it. But what can you do to encourage their heart to keep going? Could you talk to them?
Yeah, absolutely. So one thing that, and this is, you know, I've offered to do a free trial for you because you are going to be a guest on my podcast and I'm here on your podcast. So we're going to work together and I'm going to help you get going. But one thing I do for anybody is a free 30-minute strategy session so that you can at least learn what steps you need to take to grow your business. So, you know, a lot of people, or rather a lot of online gurus, they want to sell you their class. They want to sell you, you know, something that they've done one time. But if you don't have the person, it can be very daunting to learn all of these things and not have someone to say, "Hey, you're doing this the right way," or "Hey, you're not doing this the right way." So I like to, at least at the very beginning, book a strategy session to say, "Okay, let me look at all of your social media. Let me look at everything that you have available, and I can give you guidelines as to things that you can fix yourself, things that I encourage partnering up with someone else on, and then things long-term that need to be put in place now so that you can have those successful, you know, stories later on." So, you know, at the very least, at least talk to me and we can look at everything together and come up with a way for you to have a plan of action, whether you use my services or not.
That's a good thing. And as you were talking, an old example popped in my mind. I love technology. That's why I'm the geeky grandma. And I used to do one-on-one computer tutoring in houses. And I mean, I taught a 70-year-old woman how to do a spreadsheet so she could keep her bowling scores for her league. Rather than have them come to my house and work on my computer, which I have all kinds of bells and whistles on, I went to their house, used their software, their computer, so that they didn't have to do that translating, that I could translate because I had enough experience to do it. But I started in their world and with their hands and their lighting and their everything set up so that they could learn it and so they could get going and that they could learn what they exactly needed, not just something I thought was a good idea to teach. What I wanted to teach, that might not mean anything to them, but what right. they needed, that's important. And I see that that's the kind of thing that you're doing. And I thank you. And it'll be interesting to keep in touch to see how things do grow and change because of it. And we just happened along the way, somehow our messages crossed somewhere. And And it's kind of like, I don't worry about who my next guest is because they show up. And I'm glad you showed up. And we kind of hit it right off in a kind of easygoing manner. And I thank you for that.
Well, I'm happy to be here and I'm happy to help you out because I think that there is definitely something that you can offer to the world. I think you're already doing a great job of showing that and showing up for people and just encouraging women along the way. So, you know, I just encourage you to keep doing what you're doing and it'll work out.
Well, thank you very much. And I appreciate having you on as my guest. And I'm going to be a guest on your podcast. And then we're going to sit down and look to see what we can do together. So,
absolutely.
What an adventure. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Jill. You have a wonderful rest of your day, and I'll see you later on my podcast.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, dear companions, another fantastic story concludes. But fear not, the adventures continue. Can't wait till I see you next week. If our time together sparked joy, and I hope it did, spread the love. Share this podcast with your friends, families, anyone in need of geeky wisdom and a sparkle of joy on their journey. Tech-savvy pals, your task. Head to your favorite podcast platform. Leave a sparkling 5-star rating. Your appreciation warms the heart of your grandma. Stay connected. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, and in our show notes. Share your thoughts, techie triumphs, and grandma-approved tech snacks. As we wrap up, remember, you are cherished members of the Geeky Grandma family. Until our next rendezvous, keep smiling, keep learning, and may your digital adventures be as delightful as a warm hug from your favorite grandma. This is a Geeky Grandma signing off. See you in the funny papers. Bye-bye for now.